fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You might notice. We're going to try something different. You guys, we need your... Steve is lounging around. We're going to need your feedback. Maybe is the background music, is it soothing? Is it okay? We shall see. On that note, Stevie P, you know, we have a couple of news for everybody. We're going to talk about the roller coaster that was not only the game, but Milan fans, as your idea for the thumbnail. Some big news, MWP possibly abroad. What else are we going to do? You know what? Whatever we're going to talk about, Steve, what is important that these fine people do?
Viewers, you got to subscribe. You got to subscribe. So, guys, we play this every single Monday night and Wednesday night. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, and hit and smash that bell so that you know when Milan Weekly Podcast is on Mondays. Coast to Coast is on with Fabio and Gio on Wednesdays. The local soccer show, when we can put it on, every second Thursday or so. And Nico's defensive dynamo, or he's changing his name. He doesn't even know because he's in Cancun, Mexico.
He's living there. Guys, by the way, let us know in the comments. I don't know how I activated the super chats. Fabio's on there. Let us know if this somehow works. I'm not asking you to donate money. See if there's a button for the super chat. But on that note, Stevie P. Siamo pronti.
Let's go.
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world. With your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Giroud in aria, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud.
Maignan with another magical save.
Coast to Coast, del numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino. Eccolo qua, Rafa Leao.
Forza Roma!
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan. From the roller coaster of a ride of Milan to some uneventful Serie A games this week, which we're going to see. Guys, let us know how the background music sounds. Let us know even the audio file. Let us know the super chats work. Stevie P, good evening. How are we feeling today? You have the light of Christ coming down you like you're the savior. But thank you for the beautiful thumbnail. This way, guys, by the way, if you guys don't know, all the thumbnails are creations of Stevie P and Sunny coming together. But Steve, is this what you're seeing on the social medias? How did this thumbnail came to be?
This was pandemonium at its best, ladies and gentlemen. Pandemonium at its best. Purely out, purely in. Zero bench, zero start. Guys,
It's entertaining,
guys. So we put it in a thumbnail to encapsulate all our Milan lovers and haters and half lovers, half haters, all you beautiful people tuning in. Guys, it's for the love of the badge, guys. You're going to have a roller coaster ride, and the last 2 weeks have been nothing but that. Roller coaster ride. But the best one for me, Vinny, is ci sta un problema.
Veramente. Let's take it through some...
Hold on. Il problema è... Drum roll, please. Mike Maignan.
Per l'amor di Dio, Mike Maignan is the problem.
I'm sure we're going to be talking about that. Let's go through some... I want to talk about some local stuff. First off, Steve, before I get into the positive things, you know, when FIFA announces a World Cup in North America, Steve, Montreal gets nominated. Montreal decides, hey, it's not for us.
No, we're not going to do it. On fait pas, Vincenzo. On fait pas, on gaspille pas l'argent.
What did we decide today, Steve? The city of Montreal?
On va faire le stadruf sur le stade olympique. 1 million.
Guys, if you guys want to have a laugh at people that are living in Montreal, the Olympic Stadium, I think, has cost over $1.7 billion for the city of Montreal since 1970. They decided not to accept the FIFA's invitation a couple years ago to host the game. They have announced, the infrastructure is not ready, whatever. Today, they announced, guys, there hasn't been shit in the Olympic Stadium in the last 10 years. Let's rebuild the stadium. Let's put some money in the roof for events. What a this...
I'm going to shout him out. I know he doesn't remember us too often, but I'm going to remember him because I really like this little segment. A shout out to Tony Marinaro because he did say it the way it is. The politicians are taking us for idiots. He brought up a great point. You're going to fix this roof and you don't have a tenant for the actual Olympic Stadium. So CF Montreal is not going to play there. The Alouettes are not going to play there. We're not going to get an NFL team because we have to be... We have to have the biggest sign in French. Have any? God forbid.
Oui.
We're not going to make someone understand what we want to say when it says NFL, tabarnak.
Anyways, that's a big indigestion.
We're not going to get a basketball team, so we're going to fix it for who?
Hey.
I want to say something to the city, the politicians out there. Because one day I'll probably be mayor.
But by the way, our bike paths completely clean. Very clean on this.
Fantastic.
Yes.
I want to say something. If you would have started this, maybe, I don't know, when they decided to announce that they were going to bring back, or they were going to bring the World Cup to North America and share it between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and you said to us, and I'm pretty sure not everybody was going to agree to it, and rightfully so. Not everybody is a soccer enthusiast. Not everybody loves and wants the World Cup. But you know what? You would have won over a shit ton of more people if you would have done it, and it would have been ready for the World Cup, at least to have some matches, maybe, you know, cut the price tag of what you were going to spend, create some economy. I don't know. That's
brilliant. No, now we're spending money for no revenue, Steve. Yes. You don't understand how politics works, Steve.
Vinny, we're going to do the car show. The car show's there. Okay. The boat show. The Harley show.
Let's go with some positive news. I did see something on the Instagram machine.
Check your mic.
And I saw on the Facebook some sort of a new... What is this new low? What is going on at CSRDP? New management? What's going on?
Yeah, so
Telluretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're taking... We took a big step this week, guys. A 50-year logo from the local soccer club. You know, for all of you who know, campaigning for CSRDP. We took the jump, guys, and we changed the logo. It was something that needed to be changed. We want a fresh start for the club. We want a fresh identity. And we wanted to create a new logo, and we did exactly that. Check it out at csrdp.com. It's fantastic. It's actually another masterpiece from Sonny. And guys, it's for the community. And, you know, we have great, we have some great documentation on, you know, how the designer put it together. He basically created a journal of it, and we have it in English, French, and Italian. It's ready in English, but we're translating it in French and Italian, and we'll put it up for everybody to read why we chose the circle, why we chose the monogram, how we kept some great things from the old logo, and how we're taking it to the 21st century and on with CSRDP. New blood, new logo. Let's go.
And that's fantastic. I'm very happy to see you making things move. You know, I'm going to follow up with some more good news. La Nazionale, FIGC announcing after all these years showing up in New Jersey. The only question I have for you, Steve, is am I sitting in between your kids? Do I'm allowed to ask you, are we there yet? Are we there yet? It looks like we're going to, but we're not going to watch the game. We're going to do meet and greets for all our fans there at the New Jersey. Looks like we're going to go meet Fabio, Milan Club in New York. We're going to watch Lee Azzurri on the 24th of March. This is, it's a good thing, Steve, right? For the appeal of Lazzurri, even though we haven't been the best Azzurri team in the last, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, even for that matter. But it's going to be a nice trip and to for the first time for myself to watch the Azzurri play.
Absolutely. For me as well, it's a chance that I'm going to take. It's a Euro Cup year. There are going to be friendlies that, you know, they're going to bring on the team that's going to probably represent us. If I'm not mistaken, it's Germany this summer. So I'm excited to see that. I'm excited to see how they prepare, to see that blue jersey come on. Once again, in the United States of America, we saw it in 1994, which was fantastic. And, you know, first game in the U.S. for Italy since 2005. So that's Fabio from the chat, guys.
But his wife is from Ecuador. Where is he going to be sitting?
He has a little bit of a dilemma going on there. So he's sleeping on the couch at the end of this one.
Look at Tim. He's like, fuck it, let's go, even though it's 12 days after our Italy. Timmy's got money. Let's just take let's ask Maurizio for a private jet from Toronto to New Jersey. Hey, guys, we're going to be there. So hopefully details to come. I think tickets are going on sale on Wednesday or Thursday, maybe with a pre-sale code. Presidente, looking to get us press passes, Steve. What will we do in the locker rooms? Ask him if they're like...
No idea.
Steve, it was Frosinone in Milan this Saturday. And you are sitting down. Are you ready, Steve? Are you ready for this? Steve, you don't understand what this meant to me. Presidente live at Chocharo's. There was mini Presidente, junior Presidente with him. He paid for the whole crew. He was there eating. More food. He's passing it all around. Look how happy he looks. And when he left after the game, he looked, okay, kids, time to go home and do some calculus. I loved seeing Presidente. He was there. I know that you wish you were there. But look at that beautiful face.
Beautiful. Beautiful smile. And finally, the Presidente has come back to Chacharo.
He has come back and he gave us a win. So I told him, Presidente, especially that kind of win, and taking a picture in front of one of the logos out of our tables at Chacharo's. Guys, if you go to Chacharo's in Montreal, there are four tables with all logos from Remo that did those beautiful graphics for us. So that was very nice to see Presidente. Steve, you know, this game, it started off the way we wanted. I know I used the roller coaster in the past. No changes in the lineup. I don't think this was a surprise to most. But talk to me. Like, what did you feel about, you know, the back and forth? I know there was, well, I thought it was a controversial penalty call. But then I saw, okay, I get his hand is on the inside of the box. But your general feeling about the game?
Yeah, I think Milan started off well and took the lead. You know, Giroud getting that great header off the Leao cross. And then I just feel like they lost a lot of their momentum. Almost, you know, echoing Signor Terese off Facebook, which I always read his posts. Shout out to Monsieur Terese. you know, it feels like they thought that the game was already won at 1-0. I don't know if they've paid attention to their last couple of games, but we're letting in goals. So 1-0 leads against us, even against a weaker side like Frosinone, is going to come back and going to bite us. So the penalty shot, I think, you know, as they're calling them throughout the season, I think was deserved. In terms of, you know, he did touch it with his hand. He was in the box. It was away from his body. They've been calling it all the time. So I'm not going to say anything about that penalty call. You know, Mike Maignan on penalty shots, it's always a gamble. He is a shot stopper, but he didn't stop Suárez.
You know what the word, Steve, he goes the right way every single fucking penalty shot, you know? And you're talking about Maignan. I wanted to touch base. I know Nico talked about it in the club chat, and he had a different view. I was pissed off. Steve, I was pissed off at that shot on the 2-1, and I know it kind of took a deflection, but I know it's easy to say as a non-goalkeeper. I know my cousin Johnny would probably say, you know, like five hole is hard. It looks like it took a deflection. Do you, you know, it's hard to put a blame on that goal there, but do you blame Maignan on that one? Or do you see people, I'm not, guys, to go from there to Maignan is shit, is not a relax there? Like, it just feels like, it should have been, how does he go on the right way on the penalty shots and then lets in these goals here?
Guys, before that 2-1 goal at the 65th minute, we had a glorious chance to take the lead again and we missed. Yeah. And that's usually what happens. The soccer gods come back and the soccer gods, you know, strike in very different ways. And, you know, for Mike Maignan, it's been a tough year in terms of a lot of goals that he's letting in are not Mike Maignan type goals. But guys, you cannot take away, every keeper is going to let in bad goals. You know, yeah. The greatest of all time, Gianluigi Buffon, let in bad goals. Zoff let in bad goals. Iker Casillas let in bad goals. Everybody let in bad goals. But as fans of the team and as reporters, if you come out there and you're paid for this and you say the problem at me,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Plan is Mike Maignan. Guys, I don't know which games you guys are watching, but you have to seriously rethink what you think a goalkeeper can do on the pitch. Was it a bad goal? Absolutely. Would he want to have it back? Yes. Nine times.
He saved us more times than he's fucking.
Nine times out of ten, he saves that. And we're not talking about this, but he let it in. Yes, it's easier to talk now that we actually ended up winning the game. But this is a guy who's under fire all the time. There's not an easy game for him. Because the defense is riddled with injuries. The midfield doesn't hold and doesn't control the tempo of the game enough. And what happens is teams like Frosinone, Udinese, Bologna will come back and will continue coming at you forever and ever till they try to, you know, put one behind you and take a lead. And they did take a lead, but they squandered it. And that's what's important. I think that's what I liked about this Milan is that they didn't stop. And they wanted the victory. You saw it, that they really wanted to take home the 3 points. And it was very important for them to take the 3 points home.
You know, and there's some great questions after about the whole defensive, our defense on the Patreon question. We're going to hit him a bit later. Steve, people like to blame Pioli a lot. With reason, a lot of time. Were these the right changes for him to make? Jovic the right change? Because I felt Pulisic, Steve, it's been a couple of games, right? I know he missed that chance you were mentioning before. I don't know, it's hard to believe that we are almost on par points from the Scudetto year. I know the other teams are playing better. Pulisic doesn't have the greatest of game. Loftus-Cheek doesn't have the greatest of games, according to me. Leao, yes, great assists, but Leao is not our assistant.
It's almost like he ticks off a box. Well, I did this.
I'm okay for the rest of the game. We need more from Leao. I think, you know, Giroud, after that goal, did work hard.
Great pass to Gabbia for that goal, right? And just it just seems like Giroud doesn't give up. He just keeps on giving his best. I know he's had some games where, you know, very absent. Pulisic, I'm not gonna shit on the guy because he's been a fantastic signing, but it's been a couple of games he's been off. But Jovic comes on, you know, and I'm not saying the goal was all because of him. There was a mistake clearance from Frosinone, and Jovic, right place, right time. Are you surprised that he doesn't get more minutes?
I just don't think that he feels the game as well as a starter as he does as a substitute.
Okay, that's
fair. I think that when he starts, he's trying to do too much. He's almost coming very low, like Rebic used to do. Mm. And I don't think that's for him. I think he's like exactly the goal that he scored. He's a poacher-style goaler. He has to be in the right place at the right time. And he's going to get those goals. And I think as a starter, for the time being, I don't think that it's forever.
Maybe in the Europa League?
We have to see. We have to see how he, you know, how Pioli can get the best out of him. And, you know, if it is as a starter, at this point, guys, you cannot sit down Giroud for anything. We don't have a better striker at this point.
He's playing good. That's definitely, you know, our friends at Milan Post always like the top and flop. Steve, if you had to pick?
For me, my top, I think I'm going to give it to Giroud. It's very easy.
I was going to say the exact same thing for being in the right position from that cross and being able to attack that ball with that assist. You know, he was present. He was definitely present in this game. Flop, it's hard to pick, Steve.
I think we did some good things, and they all did some good things, and they all did some bad things. To pick one particular person to flop,
I will say Calabria. We didn't mention him, so if we don't mention him, that means
he probably did a good job. But the goals came from that Teo Hernandez Leao side, reindeer side,
maybe. Reindeer? No, I think Loftus-Cheeks, because from what we've seen him being, you know, back to his to his what he's capable of doing, maybe. But it's hard to pick it's really hard to pick one there. Yeah. You know, people want to maybe pick Leao for his, you know, handball, but then again, you know, he did give that assist. I think you would pick more Leao as we're expecting more, but definitely hard to pick. Reindeer, Steve, do you agree? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe Familia Home Inc. Brings up a good point. Didn't look too good in this game.
So in the end, Steve, you know, I look back at this weekend. We're gonna get into it soon. We can't do these kind of games every single week, guys. Look at what happened to Fiorentina. And Steve, what happened to Fiorentina could have very easily happened to us the way we've been playing. And I know the emotions are great when we win. We seem to forget about these kind of performances, but it's,
well, we just came off a week where we dropped 2 points for absolutely no reason against Bologna. And we had another similar type game where we didn't understand how to manage the game after taking the lead 1-0. And, you know, that's a little bit on, you know, Pioli and a little bit on the players as well. I think at, you know, at 1-0, a team that's, you know, that has the experience that this team has in terms of, you know, playing Champions League, playing high pressure games in Serie A, you should be able to manage that lead a little bit better.
And I wish you would have worn the jersey, because Shane had said the Durex jersey is cursed. I never want to see it again. Good old Shane. He's always keeping entertaining. And we do have Realistic Milanista with a question we're going to get into after Serie A. And welcome to Realistic Milanista. He's always been on the YouTube, a new member. And poor poor guy. Now he's into the shenanigans of the MWP Patreon chat. Steve, did you want to say anything before we get into the results of Serie A? I know you have the La Trompette ready, but before we get into that, anything to finish off?
Let's go!
Bad. And EPL in Canada and even in Audio Italiano for your listening pleasure. Speaking of Lecce Fiorentina, Steve, big signing, getting Belotti in the window, but I don't know what happened here. I was like, okay, Fiorentina, like, you know, they tied it up, winning 2-1, then they scored what, 90th and 93rd minute Lecce? Not a result that they wanted after signing back a guy like Belotti.
No. This was pretty bad for Fiorentina. They had the lead. They needed to come out with the 3 points. And, you know, it's bad enough, you know, getting tied in the final minutes, but then losing it altogether. It's not a great result for Fiorentina. And good on Lecce at home, defending their home.
Guys, you're telling me I'm lagging. Am I lagging? I look perfectly fine. Steve, am I lagging to you? Or?
Your mic is acting up.
My mic is acting up. Let me check. Uno, due, tre.
No, check. Right now, no. But before, yeah.
And then we had every hater of Serie A, Steve, having every argument to discuss the games of Saturday. Snooze fests, Empoli, Genoa, Udinese, Monza. I think Monza had 0 shots on goal, like in the 70th minute, if I'm not mistaken. But nothing to write home about in these games, Steve. And Udinese not looking good. We're going to be seeing them at the end of tables. Nothing to write home about in these games. Then obviously the Frosinone Milan game. Another team, Steve, that I think we thought that was going to have some sort of turnaround, but Bologna Sassuolo. Bologna did go through that skid of games. Is Bologna for real, Steve? For real. You know what I mean by for real. You think they're just going to bust balls and maybe make it into like a European spot? Not Champions League, but maybe Europa?
I think they're playing well enough to make it to Europa, but will they be able to hang on to their gem of gems?
Okay. Oh.
Now we lost your camera now. Vincent?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but lost your camera.
All right. Hold on. We're getting back.
If you want, switch the slide, and I'll go on and continue with the game.
I'm here. There's some the technical difficulties. Can you see me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me good? All right. Looking forward to the other ones, Steve. Another snooze fest, Torino Salernitana 0-0. Bad night for it. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Nico. Steve, I was a little worried in this one. Napoli. You know what I think, guys? I didn't turn off my computer since the pregame. Maybe that's what I should have done. Napoli Verona. I was worried, Steve. We're playing Napoli on Sunday. Verona coming up 1-0. In the end, I believe the right result, because Verona was just defending all game and Napoli desperately needed this win.
Napoli needed this. They could not have left the Diego Armando Maradona Stadium losing to Verona on the way Verona was playing. I'm sorry. I've been critical of Naples, but I think they did what they had to do to get the win. KK came in and saved the day for them, but even a tie would have been a disaster.
Definitely disaster. So I'm very much more happy getting a Napoli that just won a game instead of like losing a heartbreaker and coming out more hungry. What do you think, Steve, in the MWP chat thought about that Atalanta Lazio 3-1 with obviously ex Milan, ex Wonder Boy?
Yeah,
Atalanta beating Lazio convincingly 3-1.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a big win by Atalanta. CDK getting on the board. Lazio doing not so much except for a Ciro Immobile penalty at the end just to break the clean sheet. I think Steve understands that he's getting the Jekyll and Hyde Lazio again.
definitely, that's the story of the this of Lazio throughout. I think we've been calling them for the last 10 years. And then Il Derby d'Italia. Steve, you spoke about the soccer gods, right? Am I wrong to say that if the soccer gods were in effect and Juve was a better team, how many chances?
But I think, by all means, Inter was the better team of the two.
By far. By far.
It wasn't even close. The soccer gods, if they really wanted to come in, it was going to be very cruel for all the Interisti out there. The Juventini were going to be happy. Now Inter take the lead with the game in hand. But we've seen in the past that Inter doesn't do well with game in hand. So let's see what the rest of the Scudetto campaign brings to us and Inter. But guys, as taking off the Milan weekly podcast and Milan glasses, Inter is the best team in Serie A right now.
You know, and finishing off Calgary with a big 4-0 win, finishing off the week on
Roma
today.
Roma won.
Sorry, Roma.
Give them credit when they score 4 goals.
Yes, definitely 4-0. Sorry about that. And I just want to say it really hurt, Steve, to watch. You know, when you hear the Calhanoglu comments of what a player he's been, and I watched him in this game, and it hurts, right, to say what a fantastic game he had. But you know what hurt the most, Steve? The commentator. Now, listen to me, Fubo TV. Not Fubo specifically, but they know they get the feed from somewhere else. If you're going to get a guy that's going to comment that could barely speak the language with a big accent, not a problem. But if he's going to say that Calhanoglu going from Milan to Inter on a free is just like Pirlo going from Inter to Milan, you have problems. So I was disappointed by hearing that. Then I heard that and I was like, okay. I you know what's the worst part of Steve is that this is what people are listening to that might not be Serie A fans, but please don't put Calhanoglu and Pirlo in the same fucking conversation, because Pirlo leaving on a free is much more of a disaster to Inter than Calhanoglu leaving on a free for Inter than for Milan. And I'll leave it at that. Yes, he's top five player in the world and defensive wizard. Steve, Roma going to 38 points. All the pluses there with a game in hand. The more and more I look at this Serie A, Steve, I'm looking at that bottom, that third row. I think this is going to be a hell of a battle for the end of the season. The Udinese doesn't seem that they want to win points. Sassuolo on par points. What a game in hand. And Empoli, look at that, Steve. From 13th to 19th place, there's 6 points of difference. It's going to be a hell of a Salernitana is going down for sure, right? I don't think we're going to surprise anybody with that one.
Yeah, there's not too many more games against Milan for them to grab points. So it looks like they're going to end up going down. Of Empoli, Verona, Cagliari, Udine. Honestly, I think Empoli and Verona, where they are right now, I think will finish in those same places, because I don't think they're playing very attractive football.
So you're saying right now at week 23, Steve?
Yeah, week 23, and maybe one of them gets lucky and Cagliari. I think Udine will fix things up. They can't go down. Yeah. They can go down, but they will not go down. I don't think Sassuolo goes down. And I think Frosinone, as you saw, are a tough battle.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For any of these other teams. So the relegation battle, it'll come to the 6-pointers when they start playing each other that are going to be really important. I hope whoever goes for it succeeds and doesn't play boring football.
And on that note, that was brought to you by...
I don't know if you're going to kill him. Presidente is going to kill Vinny.
Why?
Because your mic is just not working tonight.
What is going on with my mic? Hold on a second.
We lost Vinny completely. Hey, that's pretty cool. Thank you, Lab Gorilla. Guys, please let us know if anyone else is getting an issue where the stream is stopping and an advert tries to play but freezes the image, because we're not supposed to be, there's not supposed to be any adverts during the live. I'm lagging. No, I could tell you, Nico, my connection, I do a speed test every time before. I'm at like 200 megabytes. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's Vinny. I don't know what it is, but I know that for me, guys, it's pretty, the connection is good. So Vinny's coming back on.
And yeah, keep on talking.
Now your mic sounds better.
Yeah, but I think the camera right now is, here we go.
Oh, cool. Frank Antelope, Facebook Frank says that when your mic starts to drop, YouTube keeps inserting ads.
Wow. Oh, okay. So now we know. So they put the ad. So guys, you know what? The only thing that's been different since the last time is that I realized when I got to the computer today, it had been on since the pregame. So maybe to just reboot my computer. Steve, Patreon questions. Realistic Milanista asks, you know, Inter scored the goal against Juventus through a nice collaboration between Pavard, Barella, and Darmian with some pressure from Thuram. Besides that, Hakan attempted to score from outside the box. They went for a tiki-taka goal, demonstrating their confidence. Milan's defense has barely contributed into our attacks, and what they did, it worked. Both Simic and Gabbia scored important goals. We don't have any shots that were taken out of the box either. Hakan Pioli, as a manager, addressed the shortage of scoring solutions when the team seems to try to score only through strikers and winning. He brings a good point, because I think that's the difference between with Inter, is that goals are coming from everywhere and everybody's contributing. And I noticed as well, Steve, is that as soon as they would lose the ball, they wanted that ball back as soon as possible. They didn't give a chance, and like, everybody's contributing. I know you need the quality players, but what do you say to his question?
You need to instill quality and confidence into players, and the players, especially in the midfield, need to be able to manage the game. And Inter's midfield does manage their game very, 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 very well. So I don't know what Milan could do, because our midfield doesn't command that way and doesn't get dangerous positions in the offensive zone. A lot of those balls that come out of the box, it seems like they're not ready for them, and they're not pouncing on them for their shots outside the box. We just don't create that from the midfield. It comes from Pulisic and Leao. Mm. And Leao, they kind of caught on to him, and Pulisic is dangerous, but come on. We need to have something from, you know, Reindeer's Loftus-Cheek, which we did. But that wasn't good enough against Bologna either, with a doppietta, and we're getting nothing from Adli right now. So let's see when Bennacer comes back and we get healthy a little bit on the defense, if we could turn things around. But our midfield, it's been years, guys, that I've been calling for an actual manager and marshal and general, whatever you want to call him, of the midfield that can actually contribute on the offensive and be dangerous.
Guys, thanks for the feedback. I'm going to check maybe in the ad. Why is there playing ads in the live video? I don't know if it's maybe for my audio, but thank you guys for the feedback. How do you think is better tackle between Kessie and Loftus-Cheeks? If we got to go by Milan Kessie, I would have to go with Kessie as TVP from what we've seen so far.
I agree. I saw Nico say it in the chat there. I think they're two different players, not the same. Frank is just a ball-winning guy and can't do much more. But I think Loftus-Cheek has a bit more talent in terms of the offensive side. He could distribute the ball a bit. Kessie, you saw that when we asked him to do too much, he was at his worst. But when he was able to be that defensive midfielder that we wanted, box to box, that's when he was at his best.
You know, speaking defensively, Nico was in the chat saying, Stevie and Vinny, I know we are that on paper that we're on equal points or close to it as last season. However, it looks like our defense is in worse shape than last season. We look way more disorganized in the back, and our midfields really don't play defense. What is your opinion on this?
That's perfect timing. And Michael's comment from Twitter / X is the structure, right? We don't seem to have a defensive structure. Now, we have had a lot of injuries, which has caused us to do a lot of mixing and matching on the offensive side. On the defensive side. But I agree with Michael 100%. They need to form some sort of structure where there's a connection between the midfield and the defensive line, where we can absorb some pressure without letting in, you know, really awkward goals like the second one on Mania. Guys, it's an art, right? You know, and Nico's going to talk about it, and I agree with him wholeheartedly, not because he's going to be part of Milan Weekly Podcast Network, but it's something that, you know, as a coach of local soccer in my area, the art of defending is lost right now. Everybody wants to score goals, but if you look at the defenders in the past, they were part of a system. They were part of a core of people that played with each other for the longest amount of time. The best trios, duos, whatever you want to put together, played with each other for a long period of time. And with today's game, that doesn't necessarily pan out that way because of financials. And I'm going to say it, and I hope Nico's going to touch on it. Your back line is as good as your midfield is. So,
good point there. And guys, again, apologies. I will double check everything for the next live. On that note, last question. Vinny Mancini, good evening. Good evening, MWP. In your honest opinions, do you think Pioli has individually helped in developing any of our stable players? Apart from sometimes being forced to bring in a player in due to injuries, I can't really say he has developed a player with confidence or purpose. Maybe Leao or Kalulu a bit, but that's a far reach. A small example is what Gasperini has been able to do with CDK in less than a year, just from giving the kid confidence and playing him in a proper role. Thank you, and sempre Forza Milan. I see what he's getting, but Steve, you know, CDK is playing in his position. You know, the discussion always going to come back to less pressure. The discussion's always going to come back if we chased him for fucking 4 months, we knew he wasn't going to... you know, he wasn't going to be playing in this position. Has he developed anybody, according to you?
No.
Has he brought anything? Kalulu's a good argument, but Kalulu came on because of injuries, did he not?
Yes, it's... Guys,
maybe he's not that kind of... He's not a Klopp. He's not a Conte. He's not a, like, bring really the best have.
The Klopp and the Contes are not discovering youth, guys. In today's game, it's results, 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 and the youth suffer because of that. I'll be very straightforward. You know, we've said it so many times. You need to look and you need to be able to have a primavera that could give you something. And if you're not identifying talents that can give you something from the primavera in this day and age, especially with, you know, the finances the way they are and the clubs in the situation that they are, you're doomed to fail. So, you know, when we kept on saying, you know, we're taking back Gabbia, okay, that's fine. But... you know, you have Simic there and you're not giving him a chance. You know, we saw Traore through the winter mercato get loaned out to Palermo. I have no problem with that. But he did play a couple of games at Milan.
And he performed.
And he performed. So I'm questioning, you know, I'm understanding that, okay, maybe at the Primavera he's not getting challenged enough. Let's send him out to Palermo and Serie B and see what he does. I'm okay with that.
But having a Traore on the bench, knowing that Leao, if you keep on doing, and that guy can easily just come in for the last 20 minutes, might give him a little, you know, a little fire in the ass. I don't know.
Anyway. It's easy to be Monday morning quarterback, but yes. I need them to be able to see what can come out from the Primavera. You know, and we saw Kamada with another fantastic goal this weekend. It's exciting, But that's one. We need the other ones, the Simic, the other ones that are coming out from there. And I think Gio in the coast to coast will probably touch on it much more than I will. We need to see if they're Da Milan or not so that we can move on.
Steve, before we get into the busted tweets, how was your fantasy Calcio? How was this good this week?
It's not going well for me in Fanta Calcio. Another loss this week.
Zaid took up first place. No surprise points for you, nothing. Because Peter went down to third. Chicken Karam is in second. Look, it's a very tight race. Very tight. Even a tie for ninth place, Serie A fantasy. But Steve, for you, have you had more better weeks than bad weeks?
I've had some good weeks. I'm having some bad weeks the past couple of the last 5 weeks, actually. Tie is lost. So not good for me.
Let's finish it off, Steve, with a few laughs. Let's see.
Let's go, busted Calcio tweet.
All right. So, excuse me. Let me go to our audio clip, obviously. So, Mr. Yan, what do you have for us?
Calcio tweets for the week of February 5th. We'll start off with EJ, another blue checkmark paying dimwit, at NWAG. Bozo. Well, I guess Bozo's in the name. So this is a reply to a Roma Press tweet. I don't know if you know how I feel about Roma Press, but they just retweet anything that they can come by. That usually happens when you're not really journalists. So Roma will not offer new deal for Rui Patricio. EJ responds, he's won more trophies than 0.03% career winning coach. I don't know who he's referring to. Maybe it's Daniele De Rossi. Yes, he's been poor for 2 years. Jose managed still to get them to back-to-back European finals. Therefore, EJ, Jose managed to get them to the back-to-back European finals, not Rui Patricio, who has been one of the most disgusting, if not atrocious, keepers in all of Serie A. His numbers are awful. I'm not one to really go by numbers because there's a lot that can be lost when you're not watching the game. But the data also goes with the visual representation of this giant turd in nets. I think most Roma fans, at least the intelligent ones, will tell you that he's been awful. Him being in nets has probably cost them more Champions League positioning than Jose Mourinho's antiquated way of playing or coaching a team. So EJ, keep paying for that blue check mark. Maybe one day you'll be smart.
I think he's more referring to the 0.3% of... what do you think about this tweet, this X post, whatever they call it?
They have to move another position. And I don't think the keeper, like Mike Maignan at Milan... we're saying Mike Maignan at Milan is a problem for a couple of bad goals that he's let in this season. Roma fans were going to light the city on fire if they re-sign him.
Exactly. What else do we have? Lots of people complaining about the ads. Guys, I have no idea what the hell's going on. I'll fix it. Maybe for the lives, we'll take off the ads. I know they made some changes. I know I got an email. I should read that email. Yeah, and what else do you have for us?
Next, we will go to Voice of Rossonero, at of Rossonero. This is a conversation in talks about Leao's potential replacement if he gets sold. And Voice of Rossonero started the thread, and there's only one other person that interacted with him, so it's not very much of a voice. But Cavara is established in League NGL, which I'm 42, but I think that means not gonna lie. I don't know how someone could be established in the league after one season. I don't know how anyone could be established anywhere after one season. Imagine you going to work somewhere, and after 1 year, the company's like, you're established here. It's like you've been there a year. I don't know. You're not furniture. So, terrible take. Cavara, good player. We don't know if he's going to be like he was for the first 6 months of this year. Now he scored a few goals against some Serie A de-relegated type teams, but we don't know if he's going to be established in the league. We don't even know how long he's going to stay in the league. Quite honestly, the owner of Napoli likes to sell players when they're hot. Next, Averitt.
people seem to forget, Steve, that he went through like a 6-7 month skid where he was not scoring like the way he was scoring during that Scudetto year. But he's established NGL, not gonna lie, Steve, not gonna lie.
So, like, I get it, it's busted there, but...
But he's the voice of Rossonero.
But we've seen the potential, right? And the same way we can see the potential in Leao, we saw the potential in KK. I think just Napoli, it's not working because, you know, Spalletti did so
much. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Much for these guys. And you know, during the Scudetto winning year, and they were firing on all cylinders, himself included, Osimhen included. Again, I'm not going to say it's busted, because if I need to replace Leao, I'm going to want someone who has proven that he can do it in Serie A and not have the same problem that we did, you know, risking it on CDK, having a problem with CDK, loaning him out and doing damage in another team when he's not doing it in my team. So if he would be for sale and he would, there would not be too many other options, I wouldn't mind KK on Milan.
At a good price.
Great, Chiesa enjoyer. I don't know if you all know how I feel about fan accounts on here, but unless you're 8 years old, it's pretty lame. So this person is one that believes Chiesa is MVP of the league, even though he's the MVP of the bench. So he's replying to a quote tweet from FC Inter Data. Juventus are the only team with zero penalties against them in Serie A this season. So, average Chiesa enjoyer quote tweets and states, before this stat, you could have been very confident Inter would get yet another penalty today. After this, bet the house. Luckily, nobody listened to average Chiesa enjoyer because they did not receive a penalty in the game. Their gatto put the ball in his own net and cost the Juve the win. Only team with zero penalties against them in Serie A. That's interesting, though. I wonder why it is. Maybe because people don't really score or get really that close into Juventus in most games. I don't know. There's probably a reason behind it. As I mentioned last week, if your whole life is based on the conspiracies that is Serie A, why do you watch the Serie A? Why do you waste your time watching games when you think everything's going to be rigged against you? It's what I told Napoli and Roma fans for years, and it's what I tell my own fans as well. Well, not my own fans. I mean Milan fans as well. Next one.
Steve, I will say to this tweet, can I give a chapeau to Maresca? I found he was a very good referee in the Inter Juve. I found like he's like, no, I'm going to let you guys play. I think whatever he called his fouls was from behind, like blatant fouls, but I got to give him a hats off. And I know Tony at the bar said, but you remember back in the day he was very arrogant, and I think Conte went after him. I think since then I've forgotten how arrogant he was, but I have to say a very well refed game as an outsider. But yes, thank God that the soccer god Steve did not follow average Chiesa and Joy saying, no, bet the house, bet
and
the house.
Noah, and then G.I. Joe after school special. When someone tells you to bet the house, it's a good possibility that you're not supposed to listen to it.
Don't bet the house on that one. And yeah, and what else?
From 11 trademark at Dido IOI. Dido IOI. Interesting. Okay. So, is there an actual explanation to why we can't sack Pioli now? This tweet was on February 3rd at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time. This season is kind of pointless anyway. Why not let Conte have the rest of the season to try and figure how this team will set up for next season. I have no idea how or why we would be firing Pioli after a comeback win that was 3-2 against Frosinone. Secondly, I do not know why Conte would take over a team in the month of February with no mercato. I don't understand why this person would sit down and tweet something like this when the team is uncomfortably in third place. Okay, is Pioli perfect? By far, he is not a perfect coach. But is he giving us somewhat of the results we need to finish in the Champions League? Yes. I know people love to say we should be fighting for the title, but we don't have the team to be fighting for the title. So if we're finishing third, and comfortably in third right now, even with Atalanta's game in hand, I don't think they would be more than 7 points behind us, even if they win that game in hand. So that's a nice little lead. It's basically you have to screw up at least the next three games to give them any chance of catching into third place. I know it's Milan. I know it could happen. But to be so against Pioli, to even ask to fire him after a comeback win where things kind of worked out for us, even though they didn't at the beginning, is ludicrous for me. Like, enough with this agenda. You freaking busted these people. And the last one.
I think it's more like, is there an actual explanation to why we can't? Yes, there is an actual explanation
why you can't, especially now, February 3rd, 3:30 Eastern Standard Time, 5,000 people paying attention to this guy. They're not going to fire a guy who they paid for who knows how much time to bring in someone else that they're going to have to pay again. If it is, in fact, Conte, because, you know, there was a Zlatan contacted Conte, and now Zlatan came out, and I haven't talked to Conte in like 14 years. So I don't know where these rumors are coming out from. But guys,
Sarri's coming. You didn't hear Steve. Sarri's coming now.
I don't know, guys. I have trouble understanding what the infatuation is of sacking someone, especially past mid-year with no mercato. Even if he would have had a mercato, it wouldn't have been the players. Even if they plan on changing Pioli, which is possible because they really didn't do much to help him out. And I don't know if that's finances or because they're thinking on at the end of the year. And if it is because they're thinking of moving on at the end of the year, that's an intelligent move, because why buy players that this new coach might not want? So I chapeau. But guys, it's like...
There is an actual explanation.
I'm not going to disagree with him. Like, you're in third place. Is it where we want to be? I've said it multiple times. I'm not happy with Milan settling for 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not. I want to be one. I want to win the Scudetto, especially this year. And it's going to piss me off because I'm going to get to the end of the year. I'm going to have to see Inter celebrate. And then next year, I'm going to have to see their shirt with a second star. So, yeah, it is going to piss me off. But
please,
I have no other control over that.
Please, soccer. Please,
no, because it's even worse. Oh. After it's like it's Juve if it's not Milan, so it's just as bad, because that would be the worst possible team to win the Scudetto. At least if the team that's gonna win the Scudetto is the best team, I have no problem.
It's somewhat digestible. Jan,
this week is a reply to Matteo Bonetti's tweet, which I think the tweet is asking a fairly good question over here. Matteo Bonetti's asking, not the same Mike Maignan this season. What made him unbelievable before was his risk-taking style with virtually no errors. Now he's giving up goals we just didn't see before. And that's true. I think it could partially have to do with our defense being total ass. And I mean,
this is the winner by Steve's reaction.
Our fault, a majority of them have gotten injured. And quite possibly teams maybe have figured him out. Maybe he's weaker on the short side. I don't know. But anyway, it's not so much Matteo Bonetti's tweet. It's the reply from Prince Milan Bugatti at Prince Milan Buga. I don't know how many flags he has in his handle, but that's interesting. Bro, I've always maintained my stance on Mike. The hype around that guy is too much. The Scudetto season, almost every player had a good season. Mike is not that special goalie we Milanistas think. Prince, bro, I don't know if it's just something with people having an agenda against someone, but Mike Maignan is clearly a top five, and even if you want to say top five, we can comfortably, everyone would agree, a top 10 goalie in the world. He's proven that. He's battled some injuries. The team is not as strong as maybe it was before in front of him, considering all the injuries that we have. And keeper position in footy is, you know, it's not always easy to be making the miraculous saves. Granted, he's not making the same decision-making. He's having problems with his decision-making, I'm finding, but it could also have to do with the fact that the center backs in front of him are relatively green or very, very old and dusty. So there could be a little problems in that. And also, you know, Serie A, teams figure out pretty quick. There's one thing about this league, the coaching and the way people analyze games is pretty top tier, I think, compared to other leagues. So they might just have figured him out. But to think that you've always maintained the stance on Mike, bro, that clearly states that you're busted. How could you always have maintained that this guy was not that good? He's clearly proven that he's a great goaltender. Is he elite? Elite? We'll see if he can continue to do this on every season, year in and year out. We'll see. I mean, if Milan decide to re-sign him, if they sell him, I don't know. Personally, on a side note, I would sell him because of the injuries. But that does not mean I don't think he's great. I think he's one of the greater goalkeepers we've had in Milan history, and he's one of the better ones that is currently playing the game right now. So that's it. Thank you all for tuning in. Remember to send me any suggestions you may have at Busted Calcio on Twitter. You can also send them to the Patreon. You can send them through our WhatsApp chats, and you can send them by carrier pigeon if you like as well. Have a nice week, and as always, Forza Milan.
Steve, I'm sure that this guy in the Scudetto year, when everybody was screaming Magic Mike, this guy is overhyped. I'm sure he's maintaining his stand.
This guy's a liar. Prince Milan Bugatti, I call you out as a liar.
I want to see a tweet. I want to see a tweet.
The original tweet when you said from day one that this guy is overhyped. First of all, we knew nothing about him.
Exactly.
Besides him playing at Lille or... And even at that, when we played them in the Europa League, and he was fantastic with his feet. Guys, the keeper position is...
This is the winner, by the way.
Yeah, it's the winner. But it shocks me, too, because the people get paid for these takes there, and it just freaks me out. Risk-taking ability... Risk-taking style... I can't even comment to that, because as a keeper, you don't want to take risks. You want to be secure. You want to be sound. You want to be positionally sound. And Mike is positionally sound. And his athleticism is what gets him to balls that most keepers cannot get to. It's very simple. It's not hard to dissect Mike's playing style. He likes to be on his feet.
Yeah.
He likes to have ball at his feet. He likes to be able to play because he's fantastic playing ball at foot. But those are the risks that he's going to want to take.
And if maybe Serie A, you know, the tactics, the coaches, if they said, you know what, Mike likes to move around, try to go between his legs. It seems like it's worked in the past. It's for him to adapt to that. But, you know, blunders will happen. But even Matteo Bonetti, not as busted, but this guy... Maintain my stance.
Yeah, maintain his stance. He had no stance. He's the winner. He's going to win something, and he's going to win the Busted Calcio tweet, because the rest of them are nowhere close to how busted this one is. But that's the thing that freaks me out. You have to understand it's goal per goal. So, like, you have to be able to measure apples and apples and oranges with oranges. And you can't in the keeper position, because... not every goal is going to be the same type of goal that you let in. So it's very hard. It's hard to explain that. And if you go back and you see the goals that Mike has let in the past couple of games, they're not, you know, besides this one against Frosinone, I cannot for the life of me remember one that's, you know, he should have had that. I've seen deflections. I've seen own goals. I've seen penalty shots.
You know what?
You can't blame a guy for not being able to stop a penalty shot.
What's the analogy, Steve? If I put up on a board, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 2 = 3. 1 + 3 = 4. 1 + 5 = 6. 1 + 6 = 8. What would you point out? The 1 + 6?
1 + 6 = 7.
So you're going to concentrate on the one bad thing instead of my six that I got right before, right? So, guys, again, I'm very sorry. Maybe it might be the music. Maybe the music is popping up these ads. I will fix it by the next one. YouTube needs their money, and we get like maybe $4 a month. We should just take them out from there. 49ers Super Bowl. I got my my game on Sunday, Steve. Milan-Napoli at 2:45 at Chicharos. The game, Super Bowl's at what, 7, 6:30, I think I saw. So
yeah, thank God for you, because there's going to be quite a bit of people at Chicharos.
Quite a bit of people at Chicharos. And on that note, guys, thank you for going through the ads. Orlando, I know you put it there, Steve. I've been hearing links to Zaniolo since Aston Villa will not redeem him. Would you take him? With the history of injuries that Milan has had, Steve?
I'm not keen on seeing Zaniolo in a Milan jersey. Sorry, Orlando.
Yeah, no, especially with the track record that that we've had. So, yes, good luck to you, Steve, on your 49ers. We will see the guys. I will see you guys on Sunday for your... But even if you're a football fan, you could come watch Milan-Napoli. You're right on time. It's 6:30. Kickoff for 7 is like a pregame. Is like a four-hour pregame.
Who knows? It's Super Bowl Sunday. No one cares.
Guys, on that note, thanks for going through the ads. I will fix it, promise, by the next feed. Stay tuned to your notifications. Coast to coast, we'll be on. We'll be notifying everybody what's going on for Italy in New Jersey. And Stevie P, anything to let our loyal fans go?
Let's get these 3 points against Napoli, and then give me a 49ers win for the Super Bowl, and that's a fantastic Sunday for me.
And on that note, ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys. Sono nato rosso nero, cavalli con voi.
Telluretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.